Put your hands up.
So, did you miss the show?
That's okay, because we've got this cheeky podcast snack for you to enjoy.
It's the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Jim and Aussie mum, how about this, coming under fire after she admitted online that she only makes one of her two kids do chores around the house. Only one of them. The mum, who has two daughters, one 13 and one 16, arguably both old enough to be helping out.
Yeah.
She said she only makes a 16-year-old do household chores, things like washing, cleaning, garbage and vacuuming, whilst the younger one is not expected to do any. So she's posted that online. And she'd be met with a bit of feedback.
Yeah.
The older teen in particular has provided the feedback online. Okay, yeah. The 16-year-old.
She's commented.
She's on there. She's complaining that the division of labour is unfair. She's been doing chores since she was 11 years old, but her sister has never had to lift a finger.
Okay.
A lot of people slamming the mum, saying that the 13-year-old is clearly the favourite child, having not to do any chores around the house.
Well, I think that's probably the reason why. Mm. I think the older...
That's absolutely the reason why.
Or the older kid is just annoying.
Yeah.
And the bad kid.
Yeah.
So it's like punishment, take out the bins.
Shut up and vacuum.
Yeah. Shut up and vacuum. lesser known of Rihanna's hits. Shut up and vacuum.
Well, I'm going to shut up and vacuum with me.
Shut up and vacuum with me.
Look, here's the thing. As the favourite child in my family, right, in my household, not just with my mother, but with both my nan and my gran, as you know.
The golden child, they refer to you as.
They absolutely treat me differently, right? Yeah. And that's just luck of the draw.
Mm.
It's luck of the draw plus me also reminding them that I should be the golden child. You've got to put the work in.
Yeah, I once was at your house and your sister, there's only two of you.
Yep.
Let's do two of them straight, Nathan, Caitlin.
You can say Nathan and the lesser one.
Nathan, the other. Caitlin's a phenomenal cook, like a phenomenal,
super talented.
That's not a job. That's not what you just, you know, really good at.
Very passionate, very talented.
Yeah. And I asked her once, like, why are you so good at it? And she's like, well, the golden child, Nathan, was, gran, nan, mom, dad, everyone would cook for you.
Yep.
Like look after you. She'd just be left to her own devices.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I just had to figure out how to do this.
Yeah. And you know, and this is without a word of a lie. We're at Christmas one time and Caitlin did this. She's a phenomenal cook. She made this incredible meal, right?
Yeah.
And I helped her bring it out afterwards. Yeah. And then Nan made a little speech after a few Matouche Rosés that she loved. And she goes, Nathan and Caitlin, thank you so much for putting this together.
Even you, we were living in, we were down in Hobart, Hobart, and your mum and your sister came over one night for dinner.
Yeah.
And your dad. Mm-hmm. And your mum and dad just caught up with you. They hadn't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
Out on the veranda, your mum's got a white wine, dad's got a beer, while Caitlin slaved over a 3-course degustation.
Yeah. You done yet?
Yeah.
We're hungry. The poor thing, she's been working. But I think once the parents make a decision, there's no changing. They stick to it.
At least, look, I will say at least your parents, they admit to it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, 100%. Because a lot of parents don't. They act a certain way and they don't admit
to it.
There is.
They have a favourite.
Yeah.
But at least yours are being honest.
I'm glad you brought that up because there is always a favourite. Mm. There is always a favourite child. So 131060, here's what I want to do now. Parents of Australia, jump on the phones right now and be honest. Do you have a favourite? Do you have a favourite child? 131060. If you give us a call as well, we'll send you the movies. We've got double passes to the movies. We can pay for your dinner. $50 at Grilled. We've also, double passes to the movies. $100 to spend at Step One Underwear. You want one of those? 131060. Parents of Australia, I'm talking to you. Do you have a favourite child? I mean, we'd love you to tell us who it is.
Look, I mean,
the first step is admitting that you do.
Yeah, look, first step, admit it. But please don't call us if you just have one child.
No, because, poor old Jim is an only child and you're still not the favourite.
No, but Pat's a great dog. And I'm happy coming second to a good boy.
Andrea, hello.
Hi, guys. How you going?
We're good. You're a parent, Andrea?
I am. That's why I'm calling. I'm a parent of four kids.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, first box ticked. That's why I'm calling. Yeah. Well, Andrea,
fool the producers.
You never know what we get on this show. So sometimes I just got to tick off the basics, mate. So Andrea, four kids. What are the ages?
7 through to 16.
Okay. 16.
Do you have a favourite, Andrea?
Yes, I do. Okay. And I'm not ashamed to say it.
Okay.
None of my kids are listening, so it's okay.
Okay.
The rest of Melbourne is.
Have you, the rest of Australia is listening. Andrew, have you mentioned this before? Have you admitted it in public before that you have a favourite?
This would be the first time.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you chose us.
Tell us who it is.
Who is it?
It's my third child, Parker.
Parker. Well done, Parker.
Why is Parker the favourite, Andrew? What makes him the favourite?
Nothing's too much trouble. He gets up in the morning, gets dressed, can make his own breakfast, offers to cook, has been doing the dishes this week, and, yeah, superstar. And as a busy mum, that's what you need.
Self-sufficiency, yes, Andrea.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Not like you, Nath.
No, that's why I'm wondering why I am the golden child. Thank you, Andrea.
Your parents thought you were the cash cow, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
They're still hoping.
They were. I'll pay for their nursing home.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
They won't remember.
Rebecca, hello.
Hi.
How many kids you got, Beck?
Three.
Three kids. And you have a clear favourite?
Absolutely. My middle child is my favourite because I am a middle child and I miss out on everything.
Right.
So your middle child's your favourite, not because you like them the most, just because you were a middle child and you don't want them to miss out.
Exactly right.
Have you made that clear to the other kids, Beck?
No, not yet. They're a little bit little.
How old are they, Beck?
I will, though.
How old are they, Beck?
The youngest one's 18 months, and my middle child is 3.5, and the oldest one is 11.
Yeah.
Well, the 11-year-old's definitely old enough to know. Nah, I'm not old.
In the back seat of the car right now?
11's like grade 7.
Beck's like, shh, you don't know.
Cara, hello.
Hello.
Cara, how many kids have you got?
I've got two. Sometimes two too many.
Okay, you're two too many. Now, I believe, Cara, are your kids with you right now?
They are. They feel really bad.
So, how old are your kids? What are their names, Cara?
They're in the car with me. Their names are Jet and Jordan, and they're both perfect, and they know this is just for a bit of fun, don't they? Yeah?
It's not, though.
How old are they, Cara?
9 and 5.
Nine and five. Definitely old enough to understand.
Yeah.
So before you tell us, so Jet, who's the oldest one, Jet or Jordan?
Jet's the oldest one.
So Jet's 5. Jet's 9. Jordan's 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Do they know who the favourite is?
No. This has never been like verbalized ever.
Right. Nath, should we give Cara a drum roll?
Okay. You're gonna rip her off like a Band-Aid. Are the kids?
Well, no. Ripping off Band-Aid wouldn't be a drum roll.
No, that's true.
A slow, drawn out Band-Aid.
It's a slow, drawn out Band-Aid.
Right, give you a drum roll. Rip it off.
Okay. All right. Jed or Jordan? Okay. I feel like you're nervous, Cara.
I'm really nervous. They've both got Happy Meals, so it's as happy as they're going to be until they hear this.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Drum roll.
Best time to do it.
The favourite out of Jed and Jordan. Here we go, Cara. Who's the favourite?
Jed.
Oh! I knew it.
It has to be. Yeah.
Is Jordan?
What's the reaction right now?
Jordan just looks blank, like he's a bit in shock, and Jet's got this very, now Jordan's angry and Jet's got a very cheeky smile on his face.
Why is Jet the favourite, Cara?
Mostly because he can wipe his own bum.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Free tickets?
Yeah, yeah.
Free tickets?
Yeah, yeah.
Did somebody say free tickets?
Yeah, yeah. It's a Bonfire Blitz.
Yeah, get calling. This is your last chance to score tickets.
No, I don't think you can call anymore. I think we've got the people in
there. No, actually, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you can call if you want. Chat the team. Say hi to producer Jared.
Yeah, Bruiser.
They get lonely. Yeah. alongside us on the Born Funny stage tomorrow, Luke Kidgell, Pete Hellier, Dave Thornton, Lizzie Hu, Zainab Johnson. They're going to do their stand-up and then they're going to sit down with us for a live recording of the podcast that will be available as a podcast that you can listen to at some point. It will also be replayed live on Thursday night.
Yep, and if you do want to, if you would like to be involved but you can't be there, head to the socials at Jimmy and Nath at Jimmy Nath Show, and you can let us know a question you'd like us to ask.
The way the Born Funny Blitz works is we ask a simple question. Who do you want to see? You answer that, you get your tickets. So let's do it for the final time. Amy, who do you want to see Born Funny live?
Jimmy and Nate. Oh,
good. No pressure, good but a little choice, bit of pressure. And Amy, guess what? You just scored yourself front row. No, I don't know.
Amazing.
I can't promise that. Yeah. But you might have front row. Who knows? Rachel, who
Stop
do you...
Stop making promises, no, mate. You get in trouble with this stuff.
Yeah, I know. And then Nat from the Fun Goes to Farm, she'll have words with me afterwards. She'll give me the thumbs down.
Yeah, boo, Nate.
Just don't do that on stage tomorrow. Rachel, who do you want to see Born Funny live?
You guys.
And our names are?
Jimmy and Nate.
There was a pause there.
There was a pause. I was scared. You got your tickets. Tony, who do you want to see? Born Funny Live, Tone?
Well, that's me. Peter Elliott?
Yep.
Pete's great.
No, that's Storchy. Fair enough. Yeah. Anything in particular you want to see Pete do, or you just
I just want to see him live. Never seen him before.
Good. Ah, that's fine.
Tony, it's all yours.
Follow-up question was not required by me. Don't know why I did it.
We've had a lot of it. This has never been a blitz, let's be honest.
No, it really hasn't.
Some people have charged for like over a minute.
That's true. Yeah. Josh, who do you want to see Born Funny Live?
Definitely you guys.
Definitely? Definitely? You sound unsure.
Definitely you guys. Every time I'm in the car, driving here, there and everywhere, I always listen to you guys. And it's just as funny as hell. Only question I have, can the missus and the kid come with me?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, because you said... No, apparently.
What?
Wait, can...
I mean, we're saying yes, Josh. You'll have to chat and help out.
Nat from the Fun and Games department said yes to the missus, definitely. But what about the kid? How old's the kid, Josh?
13 months. I can probably get a babysitter if that's an issue.
13 months.
13 months. Well, sorry, I know we're doing admin on the show, but we're here.
Apparently, they're saying over 18. So you've got to be over 18 months.
So if I get her babysat, I can bring the missus, yeah?
Yes,
of course, Josh. Absolutely.
Josh, just so you know, this feels like something the outside help should have.
And once again, it's the worst blitz we've ever done. Nice and pacey, guys.
Yeah,
Mel, who do you want to see Born Funny
like
Live?
F1 car.
Oh, Jimmy and Nate, of course.
Bang, you got your tickets. Good on you, Mel.
I think she said Nate, Mel.
Yeah, but I don't have time to stop down. Steve, have you got the radio on in the background?
No, it's off now.
Okay, good. And that was my one question. You got your tickets. Good on you, Steve. Nicole.
Lucky last.
This is the...
Hello, Nicole.
It's a bit spooky. This is the final potential tickets that we're giving out for Born Funny Live. So do not screw this up, Nicole. For the final time, Born Funny Live, happening tomorrow. Who do you want to see?
Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, thank God.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Nate, you and I have been having we're having a bit of fun at F1 over the weekend.
Yes. We're not having fun now. The fun strictly stopped Monday night.
To be fair, our boss did ask us earlier today. So you guys still enjoying it?
Yeah.
You did.
Do we look that haggard? Or are we just constantly hungover?
Yeah, we're tired. We haven't really had a day off in three weeks.
You know, we've become, just quickly before we get into this, we've become those guys where people go, you have a big night last night. They just assume. I don't want to be those guys.
Well, Sam, who you're about to hear, came up with this great idea, F1, marry one, kill one.
Producer Sammy from Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, he's a mate of ours. Mm. I came in today and he goes, oh, Jimmy had a big one last night. I went,
what? We're becoming those guys.
I went to bed at 10:30 and I got up at 10:30. Yeah. I had 12 hours.
One of our bosses, A. Lee, she came in and she goes, you guys gave it a go over the weekend? I'm like, what image are we putting out? We've got to clean. We've got to clean.
Had a great night's sleep.
I know.
Then I ordered a fruit platter for breakfast.
I went on a 12K run this morning.
I went to the gym. I had a swim. I came in. I was like, I feel great. Then everyone goes,
Do we look we must look haggard.
Maybe we're just ugly.
What's going on? Well, heads for over.
You've let yourself go since the marriage. Just mentioned it. F1, marry one, kill one. A great idea that producer Sammy from Carrie and Tommy, who's a mate of ours, came up with. We stole it from him. Mm. And really excited because we're going to play one for you now. This video is up on the socials. It's F1, marry one, kill one with Andy Lee.
Yeah, time for another edition. F1, marry one, kill one. Andy Lee, who have you got?
Killing Carlos Sainz.
Yeah,
one.
No, because my
girlfriend wants to F1 him.
Oh, that's the same as my wife.
Exactly. Marry Oscar, obviously. Yeah. I want to be able to reside in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's
Melbourne.
Right. Aussie.
And F1.
Ricardo,
and once I'm done with it, we'll do a shoey. I'll have his shoes off as well, I hope. So I'll take one of his.
Beck's still upset.
Yeah.
It made me feel better because my partner is obsessed with Carlos Sainz, the Ferrari driver who did win the Australian Grand Prix. And good to know that. No, don't give him an applause.
Oh.
Because he's after our women.
Well, I don't know. He's not after them. Our women are after
mate,
him.
It's his fault. He's looking so good.
He doesn't know our women exist. He doesn't know we exist.
Mate, and also, he's the partner he's with as well. So I was talking to my wife. I was talking to Meg last night about it. Yeah. And I was like, just so you know, Andy's girlfriend also wants to have a crack at Carlos Sainz. And she goes, we don't stand a chance. And I go, why? And she goes, because his girlfriend's so hot.
Do we know who it is?
Some hot chick. I don't know. And I think I made an even bigger mistake. I went from having the power to losing the power, because she was like, she showed me the picture of Carlos Sainz's girlfriend, right? Yeah. Whoever, you know, and I looked at it, and that was the perfect opportunity for me to earn some brownie points.
And go,
right?
Yeah, nothing. She's got nothing. Yeah. I got, you're hotter than that.
Yeah, she's so hot.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Yes, and joining us in the studio first time tonight, Shawnee B.
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey, bud.
I'm back. Hey, boys.
Oh, mate.
You seem to have calmed down.
I haven't. I'm still mad about it. I need to redeem myself.
We didn't address this because, I mean, we're about to play the How Old Is This Band song up, whatever.
Group thing, person. Yeah. How old do you think they are?
And last week, Shawnee, when you lost right at the end, it could have been your first win. You did kick the chair and almost broke the TV screen.
It's got a scratch in it. TV still. has a little scratch in it. Whoops. Yeah, and it was over my group. I have tattooed on my arm. I'm so mad.
TLC has tattooed lyrics on his arm. Mm. Look, Shawnee was only off by 1 year, but somehow Nath managed to get it spot on.
Yeah. No, unfortunately, they're biopic so many times.
I know. Well, you've got to be paying more attention to that.
So this is currently the score is 0, Shawnee B, 3, Nath, and it's another edition is How Old Do You Think They Are?
Okay, we need to talk about this, okay? Jimmy and Nath are asking you how old do you think they are? Not the boys, but bands and artists.
A reminder, yes. The Pulse is on after us as well.
Yeah. 10 o'clock. Shawnee B, Emma G.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if I lose this one, I'm not doing the show tonight. I'm done.
Shawnee's going to quit radio.
Yeah, I'm quitting radio.
It may just be Emma G on tonight. Yeah. Bless you, mate.
Sorry.
You're allergic to not doing the show.
Allergic to your bull.
Allergic to this.
Okay. Yeah.
Boys, let's kick Ring things off. Game. How old are these groups, Ben? How old do you think they are? Let's kick things off with a group close to home. Mm. Let's go 5 seconds of summer.
Oh, okay.
Five Sauce.
Oh, Aussies.
So we've got Luke, Michael, Callum.
So they look so perfect. Was that their first
all
single?
All attended the same
look
high school.
So perfect.
Or West Christian College. They began posting videos of themselves performing covers of popular songs together on Hemmings' YouTube channel.
They've got the new song out with Galantis.
Yeah, and David Guetta.
It's a banger.
Yeah, it is a banger.
Yeah.
Feather?
Is that what it's called?
No,
Feather?
That's the Renee Carpenter.
One of them.
No. Is it cool?
Nath, stop trying. That's not the game.
What are you doing? Stop trying to distract me. Okay, I'm trying to think.
Five Sauce.
When did Look So Perfect come out? I think that was 20.
Look So Perfect standing there, my American.
It was in the tens, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in the tens. All right, I'm going to say this one. I've got mine. There we go.
Remember, you've got to do the math for me, bruv.
Oh,
you've written a year.
Sorry.
Yeah, all right, I've got mine.
So, yep. Nath, what do you... Okay, Nath has gone 10. Shawnee B has gone 14. Shawnee B is closer, but he has gone over. It's 13.
Oh!
Done by the technicality rule.
What this? No, that's a new one.
No, it's not.
You've lost before.
You can't add in rules just so I lose. You just want to get me razzed up.
Can we get some sort of protection or bubble wrap on the TV just in case?
Can you stand here so Shawnee can kick the chair at you?
Oh, no, you're facing on, mate.
Look, all right, group number two. One of my favourite, if not favourite, second behind Daft Punk in the dance music scene. It is Swedish House Mafia.
Oh, God. Ooh. No one gets that one, by the way. Nathan just get a point for that, did he?
Yeah, he got one. Because he was lower than the thing. It's closest to that
going over. Freaking game. So rigged. Okay.
So you got Angelo and Grosso. They knew each other as children growing up in Stockholm.
Can I ask a quick score check?
0-1 to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and for the whole series?
0-3 to
zero,
you.
Yeah, cool. No, just score check.
And they would often collaborate under various aliases in their career until they became
ME. Do you want me to come over there and show you how to panel?
A trio. Shawnee B's written something down, Nate.
Swedish House Mafia.
Ooh. Actually, I reckon they're probably getting longer than that, eh?
Well, this is what you're thinking is that it's...
Okay.
You got something? Okay, you've both written 19.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, you've both written 19. You're both wrong. It's 16.
Both over. No points.
Yeah, because they didn't get together till much later. They all knew each other, but they didn't become Swedish House Mafia.
So they released Don't You Worry Child quite early in their career.
Yeah.
It's a banger, that song.
Next, let's go back. Let's go to Australia. Let's go to two girls that we absolutely love. I know all three of us love the girls.
Oh, sister to sister.
The Veronicas.
Sister to sister. You're still right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. Okay, yeah, I know this one.
The V-Sisters. You know this.
Yeah, I think I know this one.
Well, this
one,
is for the win.
I
is it not?
Show a couple of weeks
no,
ago.
I know it's one all.
No, no.
If he gets this.
One nothing. Sean hasn't got a point yet.
Yeah, I mean, they were born together, so is that... Did they come out of the womb singing?
Look, I'll give you a hint.
I know when they put out their first single.
Which was?
So can I say that?
Yeah, because I'm going to give it as a hint.
Okay, 2005.
2005.
Forever came out, yeah.
But when did they make the decision to be, hey, we're the Veronicas? Okay. And I'm going to give you some options here. It's either 2004, 2005, or 2003.
Oh, so it's 3, 4, or 5.
Because they released it in 2005. So did they go, hey, let's make music, release a single? Was it the year before and they went, oh, we should do this, and then a year later? Or was it, we're going to be a music act, and then 2 years later they went,
20.
Finally.
They were 20 in 2005. Mm. Can you believe they're 40 this year? They're crazy. 40? Yeah, they're good, don't they?
They look good.
Yeah, they do look good.
So 2000...
I love what they're having. Yeah.
Okay.
Nath has written 21. Shawnee B has written 19.
Oh, hang on.
You've written 19.
Hang on.
That means
No. I wrote 21.
But you've written 19.
No, I wrote 21. No. Sorry, I got it wrong. I'm thinking 2004.
No, you've written...
I'm thinking 2019. No.
I think you might have locked in
there. No, I miscalculated. I meant 2004. Okay,
is there room for miscalculation on
the
show?
Written, Nate, I think we're going to lock in 19.
No! Okay, I meant 2000.
And you're 21.
Yeah. Bro, you gave us three options in 2006. Wasn't one of them.
The answer is 20. So Nate's gone over. Sean is closer with 19.
Oh! I love the rules.
Oh, my God.
That's mean there's one more question. There's one
I'm
more.
Glad to push back on that, mate. Far out.
Shawnee.
Hey, no. When did they make the decision? 2005?
2005, yeah.
The same year they put out Forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So, hey,
back into chat.
There you go. So, luckily, the rules stickler made you keep your score.
Far out. I see why you pushed that. I was like, God, do you hate me?
Do you want me to lose?
I'm trying to help you.
If that's an indication that this game isn't rigged, I don't know what is.
I was about to push you off the chair.
Not kicking the TV this week. Kicking me.
We broke the screen. We broke Jimmy. All right, here we go. This is the decider, yeah?
Last one.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Nirvana.
Oh!
Nirvana.
So, Sean, much like last week, it's coming down to the last question. Where you fell over last week.
Yeah, okay. Well, how about you shut up? How about that?
3-0 in the series.
Make you fall over this week.
3-0 in the series. 2-2 in this particular game.
Yeah. Shawnee B needs this to get a win for the
year. Okay, hang on. I've got to use my calculator.
I've got mine.
Nate's written his down.
Mine's written down. You just tell me when you're ready. Make sure you do the right calculation.
All right, Quizmaster.
Okay, Shawnee, 35?
Yeah.
Shawnee B's written 35.
We are very close.
Nate, you have written...
37.
I actually think you're right. I actually think you got together earlier.
37 plays 35.
They were established in 1987, which is
37.
Stupid! Stupid game! That's all I have to say. How? How are you doing this?
If the producer's giving you notes on the freaking little
computer. I don't know.
There is no notes.
How?
There's no.
I hate this.
Score check for the series, Jim.
0-4.
Stupid game.
It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Quitting time. That's it, Jim. Yeah, look, that is it.
That is it, unfortunately. Before we get out of here, we do need a show rating.
Yeah.
And joining us from the show earlier with a great story about her two kids picking her favourite son for the first time. Please welcome back to the show, Cara.
Cara. Cara, earlier. Now, I don't know if the kids are asleep or awake. Maybe they're still cranky or one of them's still cranky. But you, for the first time, live in front of them and in front of the country, you announced who your favourite was. I believe it was Jet over Jordan, yes?
This is correct, yep.
Yeah, how are they going in the back seat with their happy
meals? I'm shoving them full of food and sugar right now, and I'll probably regret it later, but it'll get me through.
Oh, Hagrid's bribery. There is.
But I mean, just to remind everyone, Cara, why do you have a favourite again?
If I'm allowed to say it on air, mostly because he can wipe his own bum. Yeah. He can do his own homework. He does some dishes sometimes. He can put his own shoelaces on, but the toilet is definitely... that's king. Yeah. Right. House full of boys.
That mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah, again, it still baffles me why I'm the favourite then. Still baffles
Nate
me.
Nate can still not wipe his own ass.
Cara, who's your favourite out of Jimmy? No.
No, that's not fair.
It isn't fair, but no, we know
well,
who
Cara
it is.
Well, Cara knows can't wipe his ass, so obviously it's Jimmy.
I'll accept defeat, Cara. It's fine. Cara, what do you want to give us out of 10?
I'd say a solid 9.5, only because you made me choose between my only two children, but a solid 9.5.
Did we make great show. You? Did we make you?
I could have, if I could have said something else, I would have, but I don't think it would have passed online. Solid 9.5, edging to 10, because so far they're still smiling. So I think, yeah, 10. All right, they're both saying 10.
Oh, one of them said 10, the other one did not.
It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.